The Bible is a book, a manual for overcomers. It is complete from one end to the other, the Overcomer's Book.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
This is part three from Pastor Rogers' Real Power series, The Power of the Overcomer. Let's continue on in the message today with Pastor Rogers.
Jesus overcame those temptations to let us know there is no temptation that has been given to man whereby that we have to fall into, but Jesus has overcome every one of them, but the authority was not given there in the wilderness. Satan's attack on you is to make you question the authority of God's power, the authority of God's word, the authority of God's blood. And Jesus said, I want to make sure you know who's holding all the cards. Jesus said, all power is given unto me both in heaven and in earth. How did he secure that? He secured it by the legal means of Jesus coming down to this earth. God, the Godhead fullness came in Jesus Christ. When Jesus showed up, he shows up at the shore of Galilee and submitted himself to the God-given authority, John the Baptist of the day. Jesus said no greater individual has ever been on the earth than that of John the Baptist, because he is the one who is shouting and preparing the way of the Lord. And what does Jesus, the owner of all everything, the creator of all things, do? He submits himself to the authority of John the Baptist that was given to him by Jehovah God, and he baptized. He said, I must do this to fulfill all righteousness. When Jesus was baptized, immersed completely, he came up out of that water, and the Bible said that a dove, a type of the Holy Spirit, came and lit upon him, and a voice from heaven said, this is my beloved one and only begotten Son. God don't have multiple sons except they're born into the kingdom, but there's one begotten Son. This one right here is mine. His name is Jesus. Hear ye him. There was a transfer on that day from John the Baptist to Jesus Christ. He held the authority and walked through the masses, and the masses looked at him and hated him on one side and waved palm branches on the other, but Jesus kept right on coming. I don't know about you. You can thank God for your car, your houses, and your money, but I thank God Jesus kept right on coming. When I'm in trouble, Jesus keeps right on coming. Come on, somebody. When I need help, Jesus keeps right on coming. Oh, you thank God for whatever you want. I'll thank God for the authority that's in the name of Jesus. Speak Joey and you won't even get a cup of coffee, but speak the name of Jesus and every demon in hell has to tremble. Do you realize what authority you have through the power of the cross? I wish somebody make some noise in here right now and let the devil know what you have in the palm of your hand. When Jesus died on the cross, he secured all authority in heaven and in earth. Nothing is left. The devil owns nothing. Come on, somebody. I said the devil owns nothing. The only thing he has possession of is an unrepentant individual. That's the reason why it's so important we get this gospel out. We only have one life to live, ladies and gentlemen, and that's not a soap opera. We have one life to live. And what we do in this life with what God has given to us, I know my assignment. My assignment is not to preach to you some little motivational message that when you're standing in front of ISIS, you don't know whether or not you want to confess Jesus or not. My instruction and my high mandate from heaven is to preach the gospel with power until it's so embedded in your soul that you can walk through a troop and leap over a wall. You can grab a squirt gun and charge the gates of hell and say, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church that believes. I come against every drug addiction in the name of Jesus Christ, every methamphetamine addict, every alcohol demon, every spirit of sorcery. I come against it by the authority that's found in the cross of Jesus. Oh, yes, I have authority to use that. Get off me, devil. I've got blood from the top of my head to the sole of my feet. You'll not have my children. You'll not have my church, my money. You're not going to have my mind. My mind's under the cross. My body's under the cross. I'm healed now whether I feel like it or not. Anybody that's got some kids that are going crazy, throw your hand up right now and rebuke the devil out loud. The devil is a liar. You've got authority because God gave it to you. Woo! In the name of Jesus. Got authority. I said I got authority. That's what Jesus bought. Why aren't we using it? I said, why aren't we using it? That's funny to me. We only want to use it in a crisis moment. Driving down the road, you hit a slick spot, and around you go. I've never heard anybody hollering out, oh, Buddha. Oh, Krishna. Even unbelievers will scream out, oh, Jesus. You want to know why? Because there has been given to him a name that is above every other name. At that name, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. I feel like preaching this morning. Anybody here? The authority obscures the only source of real life. Romans 6 and 6 says, the old man has been crucified with Christ, that I should no longer be a slave to sin. What are you dealing with this morning? And I'll tell you, Jesus has already secured the victory for you. Pastor, I just can't get over this. Drag whatever this is to the cross. And put your faith right there. My dear friends, we've got programs and helps, and I thank God for it. But I can assure you that if I opened up my door, I would have an endless line of people with counseling needs and whatever that it may be. So instead of doing all of that day after day, I choose to counsel you from this pulpit right here and tell you what can wash away your sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make you whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. So quit talking to people online and sharing your grief and ranting on your social media. Drag whatever it is by the nape of the neck, haul it to the cross, put your foot on the head of the devil and tell him in the name of Jesus, I refuse to move from this position. It is my place of victory. Hallelujah. You better let the devil know where you're at or you're next on the hit list. I got news for you. I'm not going to stay in bondage to the old sinful life. I'm not going to let the devil take my mind. I'm not going to let the devil have his way. You got the power to shut it off before it ever comes in on the television. What's controlling you? Oh, it got quiet now. What's controlling you, Hollywood or holiness? Oh, there's a word you don't hear. I still believe there's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end of that way is destruction. But I know there's a way to Christ that leads to ultimate victory. And I don't have to wait from Sunday to Wednesday or Wednesday to Sunday to be able to get my victory. The Bible said because of what Jesus Christ has done, I can walk in the victory in my life day after day, and the old man. Anybody ever have any trouble with the old man? Come on, son. I'm not talking about your husband. I'm talking about the old man, the old you. What do you think the devil is going to appeal to? He's going to appeal to all that old man stuff. You know what I'm talking about. Oh, before you get arrogant and look at me as if you've been the second Immaculate Conception, I want you to know everybody in this building, everybody watching right now has an old man that's tracking you. And the only thing the old man, listen, the world, the flesh, and the devil, that's your fight right there. But even you don't even have to box up with all of that if you'll stay positionally in the right place with Jesus Christ. Let me give it to you from 1 John chapter 2, verse 16 and 17. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father. It's not of the Father, but it is of the world. And the world passeth away in the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. You want to know what Jesus secured on the cross? John 10 and 10. The thief comes but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I didn't go to that cross just to go around and play around games. I came to secure your life and an abundant life that's found in Jesus Christ. So I came to serve notice on the devil that I don't care what anybody's done. I don't care what's in your past. I don't care what happened just last night. There's enough blood flowing from the cross of Calvary to cleanse a multitude of sin. And I can assure you that grace is abounding here today, and there's enough power to break every yoke of bondage off of your life in the name of Jesus. So don't sit there and dilly-dally with the old man. Put the old man in his rightful place. Well, Pastor, what happens if I have to do that tomorrow? Do it again tomorrow. What about Wednesday? Do it again on Wednesday. Drag the old man right there to the cross and pin his head to the ground. If you got to do like one of them Old Testament women prophets who took a nail out while she entertained the enemy in the tent and drove it right through his skull, I came to tell you that cross understands nails. You didn't hear what I said. I said the cross understands nails. Jesus understands nails. You might think that those nails held him there, but I can assure you the nails were nothing more than the steel that God made a long time ago. He made the steel. He could have melted it all down, but he let the little steel nail hold him up on the cross until everything was complete. Come on, preacher. I think I will. 1 John 3 and 8 makes it very clear what Jesus was coming to do. He that committeth sin is of the devil, the Bible said, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. But for this purpose the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy. We're in a negotiation. We want a democratic devil. Come on, preacher. I say we want a democratic devil. And when we get in trouble, we want to sit down and negotiate at the table like we're messing around with Mr. Kim Jong-un. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I can assure you, when I walked through that Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C., and I watched how long it took America to get up off of its hands to be able to let the world know that the Hitler that had risen up in dictator power needed to be taken out, I want you to know something. God don't play no games. You better read that book right there. When God said, go in, Joshua, and take the whole city of Jericho, he wasn't asking them to save a few trinkets for themselves. He said, you better give it all to me, otherwise be another seed that'll grow up and mess with your kids. And what do you know? That's exactly what happened. I came to tell you, whether it's little old AI or a massive city of Jericho, you better unleash the full authority of Jesus Christ. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy, annihilate. Pastor, you're so violent. It's so violent. Yeah, I'm so violent until it happens at your house. Until it happens to your kids. Until you're watching your child, like I watched a video the other day of a brand new drug coming out of Colombia that literally puts them so far out of their mind, they're reeling like a snake on the ground and have no control of themselves. I came to tell you one of the last day signs, the Bible said, would be sorceries in the last day. From the word that we get pharmaceuke in the Greek, that word is pharmaceutical or drug. Drug pushers and drug takers today. And you say, well, Pastor, that's not me and my family. You better hold up, my dear friend. I guarantee you there's most everybody in here has been touched somewhere by drug addiction or some problem that's going on in your life. I came to tell you, you better hear this preacher this morning. We are not dualists in this building. We don't believe that God and the devil have the same power. I came to tell you, God has put the devil up underneath his feet with all principality and all power. The devil don't have any power unless you give it to him. Put your foot on the head of the devil and take authority over that thing in the name of Jesus.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org. And I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.